give me some silver as you get a little gold. I want till you bring me my brother, keep me from the gallows pole.
Just gonna make me wanna go listen to some old Led Zeppelin. Get it, keep it up. Gets to the good part. I know Brad doesn't mind, he's waiting. But you go listen to it. It's a good song. John, thanks for that. All right, Brad Baker, he is Santa Rosa County Administrator, joins us every Tuesday after the Monday. Well, it could be the last Tuesday we do this, because if they move the meeting to Tuesdays, then we'll do it on Wednesdays. But, you know, woohoo. Brad, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Great to have you. Let's just start with that real briefly. The proposal by now Chairman Colton Wright is to move the meetings from Mondays to Tuesdays for the agenda. What you guys call it, the committee meeting. I call it the agenda review. But that's where you preview what's going to be in the Thursday meeting, and you get questions asked and kind of give a little preview of what you're likely to vote on. The idea is this saves staff time. This makes it possible for you to prepare better for, you know, meetings that might be in other parts of the county, like at Tiger Point, and just avoid some of the problems that a Monday morning 8:30 go creates for staff on Sundays and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, that's what the commissioners were discussing. I think it gives them more opportunity to engage with the public. You know, if they have any questions over the weekend, it gives an extra day for them to prepare. So, you know, that's a thought. You know, we'll see. It seemed like there was traction on that, but we'll see how Thursday folds out.
Yeah, I don't – just if you care, because I watch all these meetings, you know, Pensacola does it that way. They do a Monday afternoon is their agenda review, and then they do a Thursday evening is their meeting. Escambia County does – half the time they don't even have an agenda review. When they do, it's because they're having a night meeting and they do it in that same morning. I think that's a crazy policy, doing it in the morning of the same day. But, you know, obviously different folks do it a little bit differently. And then Milton has like 14 meetings before they have a real meeting. So, I can't even track their system, even though I watch all those meetings. Tuesday makes sense to me, especially since it's a morning one. That's kind of a weird one to start Monday morning off so quickly. The oil drilling opposition letter, this is just meant to align the county with what Rick Scott and Ashley Moody and Jimmy Patronis are trying to do to get Trump to stop oil drilling in the Eastern Gulf and the test range. Is that right?
That's correct. Just to show of support that, yes, we agree with them and keep fighting the fight for our area. You're not only to support the military, but, I mean, tourism is a big thing in this area. The Panhandle relies on, you know, good quality water and sand out there. So, I believe the other counties have already done that as well. So we're just trying to show support in line with them.
Yeah, Escambia has – I thought maybe they had, but then Ashley Hofberger told me that there's something coming on the agenda to maybe re-solidify it or reassert it or maybe change the language or something like that. So I think we're kind of like, yes, but also is how that's going to be this week. School speed zone cameras. I thought this had been voted on to be scheduled, but it is not on the Thursday agenda. What's going on?
Yeah, we have to do some additional traffic studies before we can bring that up to the public hearing. The way the statute read that we had done some, the sheriff had done some with the company that was bringing it just so they could see if it was feasible and it made sense and was worth tackling. And just anywhere we're going to do it, we have to do a traffic study so we can present that to the board in the public hearing. So we're underway doing that with our traffic engineer now.
So every
to be determined probably in January.
Okay, so every place you're going to put the red light or the speed zone cameras, you have to do a traffic study of that area to see if it's justified to have them there.
The count,
huh.
Right.
Yeah, you can't just assume
that
80% of the places they speed, so the other 20 they also do. You have to actually do it in each. But that I guess that makes sense. Seems kind of cumbersome, but it makes sense.
It does, but it's another one of those imposed things on local governments by the state. So.
Right. At least in this case, the county is not paying for these, right? I assume that the company is going to provide these because that's what they're doing in Milton.
Yeah. We're doing we're tackling some of it in house with our traffic engineer.
Oh, okay. So
and we have the equipment and we do it on some of the other roadways now. So it'll be no additional cost because we already have the equipment.
Oh, okay. So those like the I think of those little sheriff's trailers that sit on the side of the road that monitor speed, or that your traffic department has for monitoring. That's what you're going to use, and that's going to collect the data for you?
There are some less visible means of doing that.
All right.
We catch the true numbers, and,
okay.
and we utilize that on some of our roadways where people are saying traffic's bad, and we want to give some information. We have a traffic calming committee. We want to present some to the sheriff in that and see if we can, get more enforcement in that area. Or do we need to reduce the speed limit and all? Well, we want to see true numbers. Obviously, you put a big flashing sign out there, it gets a little skewed, but if you put a smaller device that doesn't attract attention, then you get the true numbers.
All right. So Santa Rosa County has
some of the roads that we've seen.
Santa Rosa County has spy cameras. I like it. I mean, which makes sense, because if you put a thing out that people see, maybe they slow down, maybe they speed up. They want to see what number they can get on the number. There's all kinds of reactions, but that makes sense to get the data that's unskewed by responses to the presence. So interesting. One of the things you all talked about is the OLF land swap. Which outlying landing field are you guys looking at acquiring?
That's there on Santa Rosa there on 87 near the industrial park.
Okay.
We've been in discussions for a while and kind of stepping it up to the next phase. And I've been meeting regularly with NAF and, just seeing if we can work out something that makes sense for them. It really stemmed when the new helicopter platform came in, and they're just limited to where they can do their landings and all. So it stimulated a conversation that, might could benefit us, might could benefit them. So
So obviously, the deal with Escambia County, we acquired OLF-8, but in exchange, we had to build a field for them in Santa Rosa County. It's very expensive. Is this a situation where Santa Rosa would have to build something, or is this just acquiring the land because that parcel isn't as useful to them anymore?
There are some conversations going on, so we'll see what lighting field really they need to support their flight operations and continue to be a success in our county and the surrounding counties. It could be some enhancements. It could be some land. It could be a couple of different options that we're working through. So I'm a little early to kind of get into the weeds of that, but
okay.
We're just seeing, really, is it feasible for them and is it feasible for us?
Okay. So exploring it, because obviously acquiring land on 87 would be a great benefit to the county. What, more industrial park, maybe what, athletic fields? Because you guys are talking about some sports tourism stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So it'd be a good location. The corridor to the south end. So if we were able to pull off something and could increase some sports capabilities in that area, along with some, and our, obviously, if you followed anything about our industrial parks, they're growing at a rapid pace. So, just looking for more options to bring good high-paying jobs in Santa Rosa County.
Yeah, I think at this point, if Shannon Ogletree started telling people not to build, I don't think he could stop it. At this point, it's almost like the momentum is so strong.
It's impressive.
Yeah, really. It's really kind of sick in a good way. One of the other things I wanted to ask you about, the Trust for Public Land gave a presentation, and, their basic idea is let's take land, let's transfer development rights, and let's put it into, conservation status forever instead of just buying land, which is very expensive and then you have to maintain. The landing, I thought, from the commissioners was they're eager to conserve, but nobody wants to raise taxes to do it for very obvious political reasons. But maybe if they pledge to use some of the, local option sales tax renewal into conservation land, that might be the sweetener that they think the public would bite on. Do I read the discussion roughly correctly?
I am so glad that you got that from the discussion, because that is exactly what it was about.
It was a little rambly, I got a little worried that they were talking about a millage increase until I realized that their goal is not to increase the millage. Their goal is to make it appealing to approve the renewal by saying we're going to do this good thing with the money, right?
That's exactly right. And I know I've seen some posts that kind of take it another direction, but that is correct. And I think our board has proven they're not eager to do any kind of millage increase. And, we are, $16 million a year that goes to roads, infrastructure, the sheriff's office, fire trucks, and parks and rec is a key to keeping us a low millage, so we're trying to do something. The people have spoke. They want more conservation land, so we're trying to say, all right, well, what can we do? So the Trust for Public Land came in, did a feasibility study, and talked about the next step, which the next step is a public opinion survey. So they'll start that sometime in January and see does the based on, you know, different scenarios, what is it the people of Santa Rosa County really want? And then we'll start crafting ballot language, because that renewal is up this November. And, you know, obviously we want people to support it. If they want us to continue to do things that they ask us to do, we have to have the money to do it. And, you know, so we're just trying to get a feel for what truly the citizens of Santa Rosa County want on that ballot measure.
Absolutely. And it's a wonderful thing what you can pick up if you just are willing to learn and listen. Pay attention to what people are saying, right? I did want to ask you.
And we want to hear from, you know, the whole body of Santa
right,
Rosa County,
right.
Not just the few people who show up at every meeting.
Oh, no, completely agreed. I know some of them purport to always speak for the people, but, you know, the funny thing is the people can speak for themselves, so let's go find out what they actually think. I would like to know, too. Last thing, I know you're familiar, there was an article written in the PNJ by Tom McLaughlin about the unwillingness of the board to bring back the question of approving the septic to sewer ordinance rewrite. All this would do would be to align Santa Rosa County with the state in order to make you eligible to get grant funding in order to pay for some of those conversions. You know, Kerry Smith and Colton Wright took it on the chin over this, what I thought was largely a misunderstanding of what was being proposed. According to the article, you know, Bobby Burkett and Ray Eddington don't have any appetite to bring it back. I'm not sure if Rhett does, but the idea was that this would come back after some people had done a little bit more looking at it. You're the administrator. Is there any... Are they going to bring this back? Do you know?
I don't know that. I have not been tasked to bring it back. I know that, you know, that's really pertaining to a specific grant that, you know, we did apply for and didn't get, and had multiple conversations about that with the leadership there at the state. But there are other grants, and we've been successful, and we've had them. So, ultimately, I mean, no matter what we do, ultimately, the law is the law. It's on the books right now in the state of Florida.
Right.
And if the water purveyors so choose to utilize that, it's available right now. We were just saying let's align our ordinance with the state law so that we do get a few more points and potentially can score higher enough to get more money to do that.
Yeah, lack of the county ordinance isn't going to keep them from applying the state law, and so it doesn't really cost anything to implement it. It does gain you the chance of qualifying for these grants. How much money are we talking about from this grant?
I believe that one was, wow, I can't remember. We got so many, like maybe like $6.5 million.
Okay, so substantial.
We have a roughly $22 million grant that we were successful with Gulf Breeze, I believe, Navarre. And maybe a little bit with PACE, getting through some of the restore dollars. So we're going to keep pursuing them. But, you know, I will tell you, we have not hired nor plan to hire a septic sewer police. So, I mean, we're not going around looking for connections.
Which I know is kind of the perception of that, the way it got, I thought, miscommunicated to people and what they interpreted as some big threat and then showed up and, you know, sometimes the mass is right, and sometimes the mass is not right. And I thought the mass was very much misguided on this one. Brad Baker, he is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, as always, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for clarifying things, doing the work. It's a difficult job, and we'll look forward to all the discussions this Thursday. Thank you so much, sir.
All right, Andrew. Take care.